That sense of self-importance that some people have is so, well, ugly, isn't it? They act as though they're always 100% right and everyone else just has to fall into line. And that, in turn, has the tendency to make us feel inadequate. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt, right? Hi, I'm Bertie Dimond and welcome again to Fresh. I have to tell you, I'm no shrinking violet. But over the years, on many an occasion, the crass self-importance of others has caused me to question my own self-worth. It happens a lot less these days, but it still happens now and then. Fortunately, though, as the hairs on my head have greyed, I've learned that the strident opinions of others are not my measure of success. That's a hard lesson to learn, but an important one. This is how the Apostle Paul put it, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. We don't dare put ourselves in the same class with those who think they are so important. We don't compare ourselves to them. They use themselves to measure themselves, and they judge themselves by what they themselves are. This shows that they know nothing. Measuring yourself by your own opinions, your own standards, is futile. And the louder these people shout, the more opinionated they are, the more they force their views on you and me, the more they demonstrate that they know nothing. The truth is that comparing yourself with them gives you completely the wrong measure of success. So, what's the right measure then? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 18. What people say about themselves means nothing. What counts is whether the Lord says they have done well. The right measure of success, whatever that word means to you, isn't what they say. It's what God says. God calls us to be kind, to be humble, to be forgiving, to turn the other cheek, to go the extra mile, to... What counts is whether the Lord says you've done well. That's His word, fresh for you today. There's a reason that Jesus called God His Father, our Father in heaven, because God the Father has a love for you that goes way beyond anything we can imagine. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Incredible Father Heart of God. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.